Politicians. They rely on your forgetting. They forget themselves or everything but. Around forever, always the same, but always distancing themselves from who they were. Like the first secretary of the regional party committee, responsible for not putting iodine reserves in the water after Chernobyl. They aren't criminals, but products of their time. The time is always now. The place now is Flint, that prehistoric tool. The same products, but made of cheaper ingredients, in deceptively slightly smaller packages, with new health claims. They want you to buy them. They don't remember how the refrigerator died one summer and they didn't get a new one for a biblical 7 years. Maybe a few weeks, they say now, refusing to look at the proof. The email where we refused to come home again until they bought a new one. My guess is it's the capitulation they meant to block out. Not the 7 years they bought bags of ice for the freezer each day so they could keep a jug of milk cold in it. Once a week they bought a few pints of ice cream and ate it all at once. But the 7 years had to go, too. It's a process. They couldn't decide on what kind to get. The new ones were bigger and didn't fit. Double doors, freezer on bottom, ice dispenser, novelties they shelved as too radical a change. We don't like the new one when we visit. We can't reach things. We bump our heads. It takes up too much room but doesn't hold enough. We haven't forgotten what the old one was like or what was where on the shelves. Velveeta and pimento olives and Mrs. Butterworth syrup and Smucker's jam and gallon jugs of skim milk and margarine and D cheese, we called it, for its shape. The food is still there, but it never goes bad. Now there are leafy greens and grass-fed butter, at least when we visit. Great Harvest bread instead of Roman meal. And in the cupboard there's low-sodium Progresso instead of Campbell's. That's progress. It feels like progress until you look for a functioning can opener. But I understand with all due respect why people give up and vote for their parents anyway. Because they know them. They aren't so bad anymore. They'll do what you want. They were never that bad. Though didn't they? Did they really rent a car every day for 15 years when theirs died? They laugh.